Hello to all my Chavarim Yeshiva Torah's Moshe around the world. We're continuing on our Shir Mishnayos Masechta Sukkah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, which in the Gemara is on Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah begins. Tikra, a roof, Rashi says, and regular tikra, regular roof, is made out of boards that have four tvachim. The Rambam in Hilchas Sukkah, Perek He Halacha Ches, says, what's pshat a tikra? It's the boards, the sarim, that are pressed together, that there shouldn't be within any one of those boards a space, a width of four. So different than Rashi, different than four tvachim. And so says the Ran and the Ritva. And they learn that if the Mishnah before this, the Mishnah Vav, says that a board of four is puzzle, then our Mishnah is going to not give you a way to make it mutter if it's that width, if it's part of a roof. And therefore, it must be talking about here that the board is less wide. But Rashi and Tosfos and the Rav say that this gezeira of a tikra with boards is not done when it's less than four tefachim, even if it's part of a regular roof. And therefore, we must be talking about in our Mishnah with boards that are as wide as four tefachim. That's when the gezeira of tikra you can't use because it's like a regular roof. So in any event, whichever one it is, a roof, a tikra, she'ein ala ma'aziva, that has no ma'aziva. What is that? The Rav says it's the cement or the lime that they normally put on the boards. Okay, that's called the ma'aziva. So this doesn't have that extra cement or lime. And Rashi adds, and similar, we have a pasuk in Nehemiah Paragim on pasuk Ches, Vayazvu is Yushalayim at Hachoma, which means that they filled up the wall with dirt to strengthen it. So it's something added to whatever construction you're doing. The Ran learns that normally on a roof they put cement, but our Mishnah is talking about they haven't yet put the cement, because if they already put the cement, there's no chance, no way you can be matir the schach that's going to be, because the cement, it doesn't grow from the ground, and it's possible for any schach that might be there. The Ramah and Tuf Reish Lamed Aleph Siftes explains the ma'aziva is cement and pebbles that are put on a roof. So in any event, you have this roof of boards, and it doesn't have the cement or the lime. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beishami Omer Mefakvek. Rabbi Yehuda says, Beishami says the way to make it mutter, to have schach above that, is to move them around a bit. Stir them, I think is the word from Mefakvek. The Rav says, you take them off, and then you move them. Put them back. The Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Reish Lamed Aleph Siftes says you should take all the nails out in order to make a sukkah. And the Mishnah Berurah there in Sivkat Nechaf Dalet says this comes from the Rosh and the Tur. And Rashi says he just uproots the different boards and moves them, and he says I'm going to use it for a sukkah. And the Perish Shnayis for the Rambam says also similar lashon, mefakvek, what he says, shiyakar osmim kol, you should move them from their place, from the nails that are banged into them. And the Rav also, and the Arzaruah, also copy that idea like Rashi. And they say that you have to just move the different boards. And the Dirshu Os 13 writes that even though it would normally be you would think it's enough, just take a part of the nail and then pick up the board and put it back down. Still in the Shas Tshuva, Sigurus Moshe, Arachai, Chelik, Hey, Simon, Lamites, Sivkot, and Aleph, Rav Moshe says, still, you have to take out the whole nail. But if you took out most of the nail until the board is ready movable, and a person who is stronger than the average person could then take apart the whole board from its place where it's attached, that's considered already that it was detached and it's kosher. And to move it to the side, three tefachim from where it is, attached to the wall, so if the sukkah would be puzzle, that would make it a puzzle sukkah. There's three tefachim space, and then you'd move it back again without picking it up. So there, the Shaz and Shuvah Sigris Maisha, there in Sivkat and Beis, says it doesn't help. Just moving it to the side to make an empty space and then moving it back to make the schach kasher would not be good, since you didn't get rid of the name of a roof from these boards. And just moving it doesn't help. Only if it's no longer a roof, then the moving would help. And that moving would help, so it wouldn't be possible because of ta'aseh v'lo mena'aseh. Okay, so in any event, Rabbi Huda says, Beishami says, you should move it around. And for no to achas mi bein tayim, take one out of in the middle of two. Tver Israel says, he means, even if you're going to take it up and move it, still this only works if between each one of two boards you take one of the two out and you put schach kasher in its place. Otherwise it's puzzle, because since it was a roof, even moving it a little bit, you still have that gezeiras tikra. We're afraid you might use a real roof. Okay, that was Beis Shammai, Kohen Behuda, and Beis Hillel, Mefakvik, Onot Lachmir in time. One of the two ideas is good enough. As the Rav explains, and you put good tzchach in its place. And Rabbi Yehuda goes according to what he had previously. He says it's okay to make tzchach out of boards, therefore just by moving it it's good enough, and without moving it around it's no good, because you can get tasa mena velo mena osi. The Tver Israel says that by moving it it'd be kosher even if the ones that are left, the boards that are left, are wide for tefachim. But some say it should be less than four tefachim. That's why Sisyantiv explains, based on the Rif Shita, the way the Ron explains it, that one of these two is good enough to base Hillel, because just like you get rid of the idea of Tasim and Asui, you also, by moving it, would get rid of the Yzeres HaTikra. And Beis Shammai would say, no, by moving it, you get rid of the Tasim and Asui, but you still haven't gotten rid of the idea of the Gzeres Tikra. But Rashi holds, in Divrei Maaseh Bishlama, that Beis Hillel says the only problem is that it was made as a house, and it wasn't made as a sukkah. And Beis Hillel doesn't hold that there's a Gzeres of Tikra, and therefore they would say that it's enough just to move it, or to take one of the every other one out, and then you're getting rid of the tasit lomana asui. So it's a machlokas rishonim here, is the issue gzeiras hatikra plus tasit lomana asui, or just tasit lomana asui. Reb Meir, the Mishnah continues, Omer, no tzach miyantayim ve'emet fachvik, no, just take one out of every other one, and don't move it at all. Rav says, he says, there is no machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in this idea, that everybody agrees they have to take one out of every other one, and that moving it doesn't help at all. And Reb Meir goes according to his shita that we had before, that you can't make any schach from these boards. But the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda that said, in the name of Beis Hillel. Now the Tesis Yantif learns that the shita of Reb Meir is just like the same shita that Beis Shammai was according to Rabbi Yehuda, that just moving it just takes it out of Tasim Lomana Asui, but not from the Zeres Tikvara, and therefore moving it itself doesn't help. The Pharisee Yisrael points out, the Reb Meir is according to his Shita in the Mishnah Vav, that you can't make a schach from the Sarim, from these boards, when they're between three and four Tfachim, and therefore you have to exchange them with good schach. But the Mishnah Bura, Simen Tafrei Shlamet Al Sifkat Nechav Vav, says, even though we paskin like Beis Hillel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, nowadays the minhag is not to make schach at all with these boards, even if they're less than four, and you have to be careful from moving them, and unless there is a shas adchak. So he says, don't bother trying to say, I'm going to move it, that won't help you, unless it's a shas adchak, then you can try to get away with that. Okay, continuing on. Masech HaSukkah, we're doing still. Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, which in the Gemara is on Daf Tes Vav Amen Aleph. And it says, HaMakara Sukkasa B'Shvudim. Let's say you put a roof on your sukkah with the spits. Rashi says, just like we put the boards first, a lot of people put a frame up and then they put schach over the frame. Okay, so they put these boards, not boards, but a frame around so that the schach has something to sit on. And the Rav says it's not roi for schach because they're not gedulei karka. So what are these actual spits, the shpudim? So Tiferes Yisrael says not only are we talking about that if it's metal, which is possibly deraisa, so that wouldn't help to put a frame of metal and then put schach under it because it's possibly deraisa, because the metal is not considered gedulei min hakarka and it's also makabel tumah. But even a spit of wood, even this framework of wood, which is a pshutei kli eitz, it's just a flat piece of wood, which is not makabel tumah mideraisa, still, since sometimes you lean on these spits of wood when you are roasting meat, so it is considered a mashamesh l'adam, it's umen l'shamshav. It's something that a person uses and uses it in a secondary nature as well. In such a case, even pshutei kli eitz, even though it's a flat piece of wood, it would be makabel tumah, at least midrabbanan. So therefore, we wouldn't want to use it for our sukkah. The Bnei Yeshua says the Mishnah uses this word hamakara sukkos b'shvudim. It doesn't say hamasachek. Normally, we're talking about putting schach up, because the, as we said, the spits of wood that we're putting on the roof is to be just a framework that you're going to put on the schach on top, the good schach on top of it. So you're putting a ceiling kind of a frame of these spits, and on top of that you're going to be putting your schach. Okay, so if you did that, oh, baruchas hamita, or with the boards of a bed, and the Rav says they're kalim, which are makabel tumah, and the Tiferes Yisrael explains what exactly are these boards. They are the boards that are the sides of the bed, or all around it. Okay, you're taking the bed boards on the, not that you're lying on, but it's the boards that are holding up the frame of the bed. And even if the rest of the bed is broken, and these aruchos, these long pieces of wood, are not makabel tumah, still they're considered shivrei kelim, and we don't use them for schach. Okay, so what did you do? You're putting on these frames of the bed on your sukkah, like boards, in order to, again, as a framework, to put the schach on top of it. So the Mishnah is telling you that not only with the shepudim, which are kelim, the spits, but even these aruchas, the bed frame, which is shivrei kelim, because the whole bed collapsed and it's just broken pieces of wood, still are possible for schach. So Mishnah says if you use the shepudim or the aruchos to make a framework for your schach, im yesh revach meinem kamosan kshera, if there's space between them, just as much as they're taking up space, it's kosher. Rashi says between the two different shpudim across the whole top of the sukkah, you're going to put your regular good schach, and also it'll cover the whole top of the sukkah. The Rav says it doesn't mean exactly equal, the good schach to this framework, okay, because then it would be, the shpud would be like, considered to be wide open. If its parts is the same size, if the space that's wide open is the same as the amount of good stuff, it's no good. Okay, but it's considered parts ke'omed, it's the same exact size, and that would be puzzle. So it must be that the space between is a little bit more, the space you have the good schach is a little bit more than the framework itself. The first rule says, again, it's only if the schach kasher is more than the puzzle, and also he says the puzzle can't have four tfachim in one place. You can't have condensed all the psul framework part together four tfachim worth at once. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Hachotate begodish lasas basukah. If you dig out a big haystack in order to make a sukkah, the Rav says, you take the sheaves that are at the bottom, close to the ground, and you make an open space to for you to be inside as a sukkah, and the schach on top just happens, it becomes asoi by itself. You didn't build the straw on top, it just happened to be there. It's asoi. Okay, and the Torah said, Ta'aseh, you have to make it. V'lo min aseh, it doesn't have to be made, you have to make it. But if there was an extra space of a tefach in a length of 7, and that you do make for the schach, and you then dig out to make a bigger space, to make a gofer of asara, that's not considered asiya, because you're only fixing, it's like you're fixing the walls, you're making space that the walls around it, and on top you have a tefach, that's good stuff. It's, we don't say, by walls, tasa v'lomana osay, and it's like a sukkah, which is less than size of 10 tefachim, and then you dug it out to make it 10 tefachim. So, in any case, if you dug out a haystack to make a sukkah, the Mishnah says, ain't a sukkah. Now, the Sharitzin of the Mishnah Berurin, Siman Tafrei Shlamet Hey, Os Zayin says, even if you have kavana, when you take out the sheaves, that you're going to leave the schach, and that will be there for shade, it also doesn't help. Since the etzem, the schach, was not made, you didn't do any maisa with the, just was left behind. Okay, that would not be good, and I brings a pshat that comes from the Ritva. Now, in Arachayim Tav Reish Lamed Hey, Sif Aleph, in the Ramah says, don't make a schach before you make walls. Now, this, a lot of people doing this incorrectly, or a lot of, let's say, restaurants that put up sukkahs outside just so their customers can use it during Chol HaMoed, whatever. They go and just put up poles and put a schach on top, and then they get around to putting the walls. That's no good. You have to have the walls first, and then have the schach on top. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Test, that you need to have, at the time you're making the schach, it should be made for shade, which is an ohel. And if there's no walls around it, just the roof, that's not considered an ohel. If you do afterwards the walls, that would be a problem. The schach would be made min ha'osi. The dirsh over there in Os number 5 says, as far as the iser of making ohel on Shabbos, it's said before in Siman Shinta Tesvav, Sifkat and Beis, and Tesvav and in Chaf, that if you put a roof for an ohel in order to protect whatever's underneath it, or you should be ready to use it underneath it, it's considered, as far as Shabbos goes, you made an ohel, even if there's no walls around it, and you can't do that on Shabbos. And also the Kilas Yaakov Sukkah, Simon Vav, and Alicha Shlomo, and of Sukkahs, Parakhes, the Bar HaLacha Oz Tezayin say, as far as Toma, it's also considered an ohel, as long as it has a roof, even if you don't have the walls around it. So the Ramah continues and says that if you made a tefach, like we said before, you had at least one tefach close to the schach that you actually built, then you can put a schach on top before you made the rest of the walls. Just like when you dug out from a haystack, that if you built the top of tefach, that's good enough. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Aleph explains that tefach close to the schach would be in the whole width of the sukkah. Okay, would be the width for the whole lengthwise of the sukkah, and you put on the schach, and then you finished the walls. That would be like you were digging out from a haystack that you were just adding on to the ohel that was previously there. So you had a minimal functioning ohel, and now by digging out, you're making, enlarging the ohel. That as long as you have the mechitza tefach, it's called an ohel, and it's called the sukkah for the schach. Now, the Bekorei Yaakov Sukkot and Ches writes that you have to have at least 3 mechitzas before you put on the schach. But the Prima Gadim in Mishpat Sazah of Sifkat and Hay wonders that maybe it's enough that you put a mechitza, one wall of a mechitza, in a length of 7 tefachim, or at least the length of the whole sukkah before you put on the schach. Okay, continuing on, we're doing Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes, which in the Gemara is on Daf Tes Zayin Min Aleph and Daf Yud Zayin, and it says Hamashal Shel Defanos Milamata Mal Lamata, as the Rav says, we took from the top, going on down, we were lowering the walls. Okay, you started the weaving or putting together the walls close to the schach, and then you were dropping it going down. So the Mishnah says, Im gavoa min ha'aretz shlosh tefachim, psula. If it was more than three tefachim above the ground, it didn't reach all the way to the ground, it was still three tefachim above, it's pasul. Rashi the Rav says, that's the shear that we say that a gedim could crawl under, and that in such a way, it's considered not a mechitza if gedim could go under it. Rav Chanan says that if the mechitzas are close enough to the ground within three tefachim, we say lavud, and then we look at the walls as if they're reaching the ground. But if you're going the other way around, from the bottom on up, the Mishnah says, milamata lemala, im gavoa min ha'aretz asar tefachim mishera, if it was 10 tefachim coming up from the bottom, the ground going up 10 tefachim would be kasha. Rashi says, you started weaving from the bottom, going close to the ground, going up, rising, as soon as you got to 10 tefachim, it's kosher, even though you didn't reach the schach. Now the Rav says, even if they're very far away from the schach, as long as you got 10 tefachim, it's good enough. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, k'shem shalamata lamala asar tefachim, kach milamala lamata asar tefachim. He says, no, just like it works, going from the bottom on up 10 tefachim worth, so same thing, from the top on down, 10 tefachim would be enough, it wouldn't have to get within 3 tefachim of the ground. Rashi and Rav explain, just like from the bottom to the top, it's enough to make it just 10 tefachim. The same way, it's just as good going from the top to the bottom. Even though it's very far from the ground, it would be kosher, he holds, because he holds mechitza tluya asara materis. A hanging mechitza he holds, as long as it was 10 tefachim enough, 10 tefachim in length from the top, it would be good. But we don't pass the Rabbi Yossi. Rein Chanan explains, Rabbi Yossi says, we say good achiz. That if something starts from above and goes works its way down, we can look at it as if it's completely all the way down, okay, as if it reached the ground. And Meiri explains that the Tanakh come holds, we don't say good achas in a wall, we gedim could go underneath. So that would be machlokas, whether this wall that the gedim could go underneath would parcel the fact of saying good achas. The Mishnah finishes up saying, "Herchik min ha'sichach, es ha'sichach min ha'dfana shlosh tefachim psula." If the schach was further away from the walls than three tefachim, it's possible. Rav says we're not talking about the height. Again, going from the bottom up or from the top down, we're talking about the width, the wall, and then you have reached the top of the sukkah, and then but the wall doesn't touch the schach. There's a three. You left airspace between the wall to the schach, okay, either in the lengthwise of the sukkah or in the widthwise. And Rashi says that the airspace passes in three tefachim, even from the side. And he says that this that we say by schach pasel, from the side, we say dilfan akum, if you have bad schach on the top, we say that the wall kind of bent in to be machshir up to four amas. That's the we saying that the schach itself, the bad schach that's there, we look at it as if it's part of the wall that bent and it's going across. But by airspace, we don't say such a thing. And he explains that Rowan is a dofen, looking at the wall as if it's bent and whatever going under the schach is possible, and reaches the schach kasher and makes the possible part of the wall. Because otherwise, if he says you don't say, excuse me, that we look that the wall crawls across, okay, and reaches the chach kasher in a normal case, we say that it has to have something there that the schach that's puzzle is part of the wall, but it's not that the wall itself, the standing straight up wall, bends over and goes across, because otherwise you would say the same thing by airspace. Let the regular standing wall look as if it turned and went and reaches this schach kasher. It must be that you have to have something there that's going to be looked at as part of the wall. The schach that has to be puzzled, it has to be some something of substance to be part of the wall. Otherwise, if it's just airspace, it's not. Okay, and the Meiri says, we're talking about our Mishnah, that the sukkah we're talking about in the Mishnah only has three walls, and therefore, if one of the walls isn't considered part of the sukkah because it has bad airspace there, so the only left was with two walls, and that would be possible. But if this sukkah we're talking about has four walls, then it would be kosher, because even if you passled one of the walls because of the airspace, you still would be left with three walls, and that would be kosher enough. Okay, that's the end of our shiur today. Any questions, comments, complaints, please reach me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.